T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Ray Dunaway, and he is
Jody Ambrosio. Yes. And right now we've got the Secretary of State, Denise Merrill, with us on the
phone.
Morning. Madam Secretary,
Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm just great. Beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. Not so beautiful in Bridgeport, where the election, the Democratic primary, has gone on into its second month now with allegations about voter fraud. Just from a clerical standpoint, Denise, when these allegations come up, can you take us through what steps your office takes to begin an investigation?
Sure. Our office is only role here really is to ascertain if there's enough evidence that there is something that's, you know, either
right.
gone amiss, whether or not it's the election officials not doing their jobs, or whether there's some sort of either voter intimidation or, you know, I'm always careful with this word fraud because it's meant to cover a lot of things.
Right.
So in this case, we got the information from the media. There were people calling for us to step in and file a complaint. Our job is to file a complaint with Election Enforcement Commission. I should add, anyone who feels they've been harmed can file a complaint with the Election Enforcement Commission. But our office has a little more sway, so they would fast track anything we would complain about. So in this case, there were people claiming there were all kinds of things going on, but no specific allegation by a citizen of the town. So when I saw the media reports, which had very specific allegations from citizens of Bridgeport, that's when I filed the complaint with the Election Enforcement Commission. At that point, they had to have a meeting taking it up, which they did in an emergency session, and they did unanimously agree to open an investigation. And that's from there, they are now in the midst of an investigation of what actually went on.
What I think what piqued a lot of interest, at least around here, was the fact when it was the popular vote, the people who went to the polls, you know, Ganim lost to her like 4,721 to, I won't get into the margin. But then when
right.
the absentees came in, you know, he beat her like 3-1, he being Ganim. Therefore, he won the election. So, I mean, that could upset a lot of people, I think, or make you look askance.
Yes. And I should tell you that a lot of towns and cities have very aggressive absentee ballot programs, I guess I'd call them. The campaigns routinely try to find people who always vote absentee to make sure they go out and vote. So Bridgeport is not alone in that. What was disturbing to me was mostly the tales of what I would call voter intimidation. You know, people have a right to vote absentee if they are going to be out of town or can't get to the polls. So if you remember that all the time, you realize that just voting absentee is not the problem here. The tactics used were the problem. And if those are found to be accurate and people do swear to that, well, then we have a different problem, because voter intimidation is a crime. And it goes beyond even election results.
Once you begin once the allegations have been made and you go through your procedure that you described, Denise, what's the next step? Are you out of it then? Is there somebody else who's in charge of the investigation?
Yes, absolutely. We have no investigators. Our office only oversees the election officials and makes sure they try to follow the law as best they can. So now it's totally in the hands of the Election Enforcement Commission, which is the enforcement agency. They have investigators, they have lawyers, and they have a nonpartisan panel that decides these issues. And I think that's the way it should be. It's always been that way.
Denise Merrill with us. If you find that there are irregularities, well, actually the SEC, but if they
yes.
find this out, and I think the Attorney General can get involved too, but if they find out that there was something going on, what do you do? A new election?
Well, no, that only happens if you go to court. That's the only way. A judge is the one who would order a new election. And that is, of course, what got filed the other day. A candidate has 14 days within the election to file a complaint that with the courts that would request a new election for whatever reason. And so that's what they've done. They've filed a complaint with the courts.
So then we just go from there. Is this the type of thing, Denise, that's a quick process, or is it a prolonged process?
Well, the investigation takes time. I mean, the investigators have to go down and question people and see if on the record they will corroborate what was reported in the media. You know, sometimes you can't have just hearsay. It's just like any court case. And, you know, I worry a little about the absentee ballot allegations because a lot of time people get mixed up about whether it's a ballot that's arriving in the mail or an application for a ballot. Oh. We have a very complicated way of getting absentee ballots to people. First, you have to apply, or someone can send you a campaign. Anyone can send you an application. The registrars frequently send applications to people who routinely vote absentee. Mm-hmm. I know in my town, when I lived in Mansfield, we used to send applications to students who we knew just had graduated from high school, for example, just to make sure they get out and vote. And so I don't know, you know, if it's true that they were being mailed ballots. One of the allegations is that people were being mailed ballots without request.
Okay.
So if that's corroborated, that is totally wrong because you need to apply for an absentee ballot.
All right. Well, I'm sure this is a story that will continue to percolate through the next few weeks, and we'll be looking for your expertise on it. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks,
always
Secretary.
Good. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Nice to talk
bye, ma'am.
That's
all
Denise
right,
Merrill, State Secretary of State. Yeah, this will go on forever.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.